and about the love of Jesus, and about having a second chance. And we didn't tell him that. We only told him one more time that he's broken. Can we show the love of God? Can we remember the love of Jesus to tell to the people that need it? You know, he needed Jesus. He needed forgiveness. But we didn't tell him. Yeah, we never could find him again. But God will send you those people into your lives. And he sent more people into our lives after that. And I think maybe we were able to tell them the love of Jesus. He's going to send those people into our lives. And can we see them? Can we see them for who they are and what they are? And see them like Jesus sees them with his eyes. You know, we want to recoil in righteous indignation and tell them the truth. We need to do that. We need to call sin, sin. But remember, we're the same without Jesus. And can we show them the mercy of Jesus? Remember, he or she, they can't be different without Jesus. And if you would have grown up like they did, you'd be the same as them. In order to show God's love, we have to feel it. We have to feel that forgiveness. We have to feel where we came from and know how broken we are. And when we do that, then we can see the broken person in the slave trader, the child slave, we need to see Jesus ourselves. Another thing, I'll just throw this in here, because this has just as much to do with here in America as it does anywhere else. In John 13 it says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another." And I think that's talking about a church. And if you want to show Jesus to the people around you, if it's in Bangladesh, you're going to have to get along with your team. If it's in America, you're going to have to get along with your church. And I think it's by this shall all men know. And are we showing Jesus with our team, with our people? There was a man a long time ago. He was an extortioner. He was an evil man. He ripped off people. He stole from people. He overcharged them. And his name was Zacchaeus. And one day he met Jesus, and he looked into those eyes, and he did not see condemnation and judgment. He saw forgiveness, and he was healed. Something inside of him broke. Jesus could have told him one more time that he was a wicked man, but he didn't. And I think, you know, the lepers, they met Jesus. They were used to looking into the eyes of revulsion and horror and get away from me. And that's how people treated lepers. But Jesus didn't. He saw them as human beings and he loved them and they were healed. And I wonder how many times sin is healed that way. When we see a glimpse of the love of God and his forgiveness. Now, Christ was very hard on people. He was very hard on the Pharisees, the ones who thought they were good and weren't. And we need to call sin sin. We need to be honest. But remember the message of mercy. You are the Bible that people read most for the first time. And does your life show the power of God? Last thing here, show them Jesus, the core of your faith. Now, when you're dealing with somebody from any of those Muslim countries, they think they know what a Christian is. They watched American movies. They know about guns and cars and drink and drugs and women. They know that's what Christians do. And so it's a very hard thing to do in the beginning. We have to prove them otherwise. We have to change the way they see Christians, change the way they see Jesus. It's a tremendous opportunity, but it's hard. Another thing to remember is Jesus' message is simple. So simple. and argument and debate and isn't always the answer. It's how we live and how we show Jesus. Another thing, sometimes it's easy to get into another country and be looking for.